Yo, what's going on, y'all? It's Combo Breaker 99. I am back with another post-fight analysis video. All right, y'all, UFC Fight Night, the main event, Mackenzie Dern versus Marina Rodriguez. All right, y'all, so I could say I told y'all so. I mean, the fight was 50-50, but I'll say it anyway. I told y'all so. I told y'all Marina Rodriguez was going to win this fight. I told y'all she was going to win this fight. I mean, once you factor in so many different things, you know, besides experience, when you factor in control and who wants it more and just focus, I had to go with Marina Rodriguez. I mean, after I dropped my breakdown prediction video, I started to grow more and more confident even after that, because I was like watching a lot of footage of Marina Rodriguez, and I saw the fight with Carlos Esparza. Let me tell you that right now. When I watched the fight with Carlos Esparza, I knew that Marina Rodriguez would win this fight. Now, Carla won that fight, but what I was looking at in that fight showed me that Marina Rodriguez was going to win this fight for some reason. I was like, I said, some of these things that Marina Rodriguez is doing against Carla Esparza, I was like, they are going to work against Mackenzie Dern. And then I said, some of the things that Carla Esparza can do, Mackenzie Dern can't do. You know what I mean? She can't do. So then I thought about it. I was like, okay, yeah, I think I can safely say Marina Rodriguez is going to win this fight. And that's what happened. I mean, Marina Rodriguez, once you think about it, her striking and her plan A is a hell of a lot better than Mackenzie Dern's, because Mackenzie Dern's, for hers to work, for her to get to the ground and submit you, she has to be able to bridge that gap, which I was talking about in another video, bridging the gap. She has to get either her striking top notch or her wrestling and her clinch work top notch. Her strength and her body control has to be top notch. And we know that her striking level is not going to get to a point where she can box or strike with Marina Rodriguez overnight or after a couple of training camps. That has a lot of work to do, right? So her best thing to do would be able to work on her physical strength and her wrestling, because then she could close the distance and lock up with Marina Rodriguez and ragdoll her. That would be her best bet, because she's not going to match Marina hand for hand. And that showed all five rounds in this fight. She's not going to match hand for hand. Like, she was doing a lot of crazy stuff in this fight, throwing windmills, head down. And Marina Rodriguez probably could have countered and knocked her out easy, but Marina, she played the bullfighter and would just duck out the way, make her miss by miles, which was still good work, you know. So if you go back and look at this, everything that Mackenzie Dern doing with her feet was just not going to work, you know. It was just not going to work, even in some past fights. So going into this fight here, it should have been more so wrestling based, you know. She could have worked the jab a little bit, you know, more like Khabib style, work the jab but stay in a position for takedowns like Carla Esparza. That's why when I watched that Carla Marina fight, I was like, I was like, Mackenzie ain't gonna win this fight, because everything Carla was doing was ground. It was everything she was doing was set up for the ground, because she was like, I'm not fighting a tall, long striker. I got to go for the ground, you know. I can't strike with her, so it's the ground. So that should have been Mackenzie Dern's plan, not to try to box, not trying to get in a position where she can strike and counter or throw overhand rights. It should have been jabbing to the chest, offsetting Marina Rodriguez's feet, getting the underhooks, not just sloppy body locks. You know, she should have been trying to control with the head and the chest, knees to the body whenever she can, you know, foot stomps, and just basically looking at a lot of what Kamaru Usman does as well. Kamaru Usman work, you know, that's what her whole camp should have been on for Marina Rodriguez, not strike for strike, because this fight, it did not work. I knew she wasn't really going to land any bombs unless, like, Marina Rodriguez just got too confident. Marina Rodriguez, she controlled it all but one round, you know, and in that round, the second round, which I'll break down here in a minute, it was just, I won't say it was like a fluke, but it was just like a little error in both fighters where it favored Mackenzie, because it went to the ground and she jumped on it and she was still fresh. But after that round, it was just pretty much over, because her whole game plan was to try to jab and try to counter Marina Rodriguez at times. So Marina, measured range. She's been here before. She's been here before with even, you know, fighters that have a little bit better striking than Mackenzie Dern, and took her apart, you know. So she easily won the fight, in my opinion. Besides that one scare, like she had in the Eboss fight, you know, she's always good. And like I said, too, another thing that just kind of factored into me on why Marina was going to win this fight, I said, wait a minute now. We all keep saying Marina's so bad on the ground, but has she been submitted? Has she ever been submitted? That's what I thought of. I was like, we keep talking about like she's bad. And I was like, she ain't never been submitted before. What are we talking about here? Like, what is everybody talking about? Like, Mackenzie Dern's wrestling and her clinch work is so good. I was like, is it? Is it really? You know, I just kept thinking about it. And I was like, oh, wait a minute now. Like, and again, like, we talking about Dern's wrestling and clinch being good. I was like, did she take down Randy Marcos? No. Did she take down ABC? No. She landed a big overhand right. That was kind of luck. because ABC got too confident in there. Okay, but did she take down Randall Marcos? No. Did she take down Hannah Cyphers? No. She got those submissions because they walked into the fire. Nina Ezraw, she kind of took down in a way when she grabbed that kick and took her down to the ground after rocking her with a punch. But what are you talking about, an elite striker in there who's going to be controlling the distance? Is she really going to be able to wrestle and clinch her like that? Who knows how to survive? No, not at all. You know, so really, the MMA math really did add up for this one. And Marina Rodriguez just put on a good striking clinic on Mackenzie Dern. You know, unanimous decision all the way. But let me break it down for y'all, man. Let's go back to the first round. So both fighters in the first round showed each other a lot of respect. You know, the first few minutes, Rodriguez, she was just finding her target with a few leg kicks, you know, just finding that range. Dern mostly staying in a position to strike, which, you know, to me, that was a mistake. You know, she was staying in that position to strike with Rodriguez. She needed a jab, to me, to be more in a position to shoot in and use her wrestling. You know, she should have either been like stepping side to side instead of in front of Marina, you know, stepping like side to side like Carla does and continue to feint and then throw like good straight jabs. That would have been wise, you know, throw straight jabs to the chest and to the body. And then eventually, if Marina tries to counter, you grab a leg and you take her down, you know. But Dern, she swung wild with the overhand right. You know, she started already with the overhand right. And Rodriguez just evaded it easy, just stepped out of the way, went right back to the center. So Rodriguez started to touch Dern with her right hand, and she kept it standing, kept it a standing fight so far. And then Dern, once again, punches her way in wildly with some wild right hands and clinches up, but it's a sloppy clinch. So Rodriguez ties up, and Dern, she ties up Dern's right arm, pulls it behind her head, and Dern's trying to go for that leg, so she's in this awkward position, you know, but Rodriguez stopped the takedown. So Dern, she was really struggling with the arms. You know, she wasn't able to get the underhooks here. So Rodriguez was able to break out easy, go back to the center, sticking the body with kicks and right hands. And Dern, she was really just trying to stand. It just, with her trying to stand, it just left her open for a lot of shots and a lot of missed opportunities for takedowns because of her positioning. The second round, though, Rodriguez, she was trying to keep that range. But Dern, again, punches her way into a sloppy clinch that Rodriguez easily breaks from. Dern, she did land one right hand, but Rodriguez, when she took that right hand, she was able to take a lot of the pressure off. After she landed it, she was able to pull Rodriguez to the ground. So now she gets her to the ground. Dern, she's in side control here. You know, she's putting that knee to the belly, and she looks like she's getting a little too happy here. You know, she's looking to tire out Rodriguez and just go to work. But Dern, but Rodriguez, she's surviving on her back. So Dern, she smartly takes her away from the fence here, because Rodriguez was trying to use that fence. She had her feet on the fence trying to, you know, get leverage to kind of like buck. But Dern, she actually like pulled her away from the water. Like, that's why I call it the water. Like, she was like a crocodile pulling her out the water because she pulled her away from the fence. So Rodriguez, she was doing a good job of holding on, though, to a head and arm choke when they got to the center, you know, just trying to buy time. Dern, she was able to break and then goes to the back of Rodriguez and locks up both arms. But Dern, with these two arms locks, she's actually trying to go for an arm bar with her leg. But, you know, Rodriguez, she's rolling, she's flipping, she's keeping her head tucked. Dern, you know, she goes in and transitions from that arm bar to a full mount. Rodriguez is just squirming and bucking, not making it easy. Definitely all Dern this round. I couldn't even call this like a 10-8. It was like 10-9 because, you know, Rodriguez was doing a good job of surviving. You know, she was playing with fire here, but she did a good job of surviving this round. But it was Dern all the way. You know, she was trying to make a pretzel, but no success. Round three, Dern, I think she used a lot of energy last round, because this round here, she was more on the back foot, not applying pressure anymore. Rodriguez was starting to push the pace here, landing kicks, looking more comfortable, landing her right hand. Rodriguez backed Dern up, just starting to put those shots together, making Dern, you know, starting to make Dern think more, you know, and just stay on the outside. Rodriguez, she landed a hard head kick, keeping Dern honest. Rodriguez really just using some nice movement just to duck in and out and make her miss with those sloppy strikes. Like, Dern's whole thing, like I said, it was like not patient. Like, everything she's learning with Perillo would be out the door. You know, everything would be out the door. Like, she would come flailing in with wild shots. And the way she stops, the way she'll stop with her feet, it's like, it kind of hurts to watch. You know, as somebody who likes striking and boxing, it kind of hurts to watch, because when she like jolts and stops, it looks like she's like hurting her ankles. You know, it's like she's hurting her ankles the way she stops when she throws those shots. But Dern, she started to really look tired here after winging those wild shots, and she stayed on the outside here just getting picked apart with kicks and punches. Now Rodriguez, I like how she was attacking the body and the legs, just taking away any chance of Dern of applying pressure, of, you know, going for any takedown attempts. But I would love to see Rodriguez throw more jabs. I wanted to see more jabs in this round, because if she would have pumped the jab out, I think she would have really busted up Dern. and possibly stopped her. She probably would have stopped her and got her out of there, you know, like the third or the fourth round, you know. But she was doing just a good job of just breaking down the legs. Dern did try for one takedown attempt in the third, just trying to wrap the body up. But again, Rodriguez, she easily keeps her balance. Landed strikes to Dern's head just to take another round. Round four, Rodriguez, the one thing I'll say again, I will say it again this round, that I could only say take away from her was the jab. You know, she probably could have gotten Dern out of there if she started slicing her with the jab. If she would have started putting more jabs down the pipe and started pumping it out, like not just as a range finder and just pumping it straight to the face, I think it could have set up everything else nicely and just led to a knockout. You know, she was landing hard kicks and singles, but, you know, Dern would just, you know, eat these shots and, you know, still keep coming. She would just go on the outside or just kind of, you know, stay out of range. So, you know, Rodriguez, adding that jab in, that would have been nice work. But Rodriguez stepping side to side and just evading a lot of shots from Dern, you know, those wild shots, I thought was a good job. You know, Rodriguez did fire up a good four-punch combination to crack Dern this round, but Dern's chin held up. You know, she's tough. Rodriguez, she started to go in for that finish, landed some hard combinations and knees, and Dern, she looked done on her feet. But as Rodriguez closed in, Dern wrapped up, took her to the ground. She took her to the ground in like the last 20 seconds. Dern, she got the full mount, but Rodriguez pulled Dern in to avoid those strikes, and she survives once again. So this was her moment, man. Like Rodriguez, when she missed that one shot and she came in, she locked up, took her down, she had to go in for the submission. But at this point, I think she was just tired. I think the striking was really wearing her down. You know, I think the striking was really wearing Dern down in this fight, you know, even more so than that work rate. Round five, Dern, at this point, she was just kind of going in for these clinches so sloppy that Rodriguez was just having an easy time evading and stepping side to side and just making her miss. It's like in boxing when you see those wild punches and you see a boxer just step out of the way, like, you know, Floyd Mayweather just steps out of the way of a wild shot and makes you miss. That's kind of what it was like. You know, Rodriguez was just using her leg kicks and her 1-2s. Rodriguez not jabbing, like I said, but she was just using leg kicks to kind of freeze Dern up every time she tried to step in. Rodriguez's footwork alone was giving Dern fits, and she really didn't expect her target to be like this, I don't think. Dern thought it was going to be easier to land something big. You know, she thought the overhand right was going to come easier, I think, going into this fight. But she learned that, you know, these strikers, they have great footwork. You know, Rodriguez, left and right, just moving left to right and backing up with her punches. Dern, you know, she was just trying for these clinches that were just sloppy. Like, she was just trying to go in and grab Rodriguez. You know, there was no math to it. There was no science to it. You know, she was not locking to the body or going for the ankles to even trip. You know, she would lock to the body, so Rodriguez would just separate. And towards that last part of the round, she was just able to break, ended with some big knees and landed some good strikes. I thought she was going for the finish, but the bell rang and she made it out. So 4-1 for Marina Rodriguez. Good job. Like I said, I just had to do the math here. And everything Mackenzie Dern has is good. It's raw talent. You know, it'll get her somewhere as long as she stays focused. But when you look at what Marina Rodriguez has been through, I just couldn't see her losing like this. I just could not see her going to the ground like this. You know, no matter how good the BJJ is of Dern, I was like, Rodriguez is still going to hold on because, you know, she's played with the fire before. But that's not to say it's always going to work. You know, I still want to see Marina Rodriguez. I want to see her takedown defense get somewhere to a point where she won't lose rounds on her back like that. You know, I want to see her scramble faster like Ioana, bounce back up, squirm, buck, and get back, you know, get up to win rounds. Just don't lose a whole round like that. You know what I mean? I know she has 5 rounds to work, but I really don't want to see that anymore. You know, but yeah, shout out to Marina Rodriguez. Good job. From here, man, first Mackenzie Dern, from here, just a lot of work that needs to be done. I think they tried to push her to number 4 too fast. Like, off a win in April, she got pushed to number 4, where Marina Rodriguez had 2 solid wins against Ebos and Michelle Waterson, and she was number 5, right? Okay, so it started, Marina Rodriguez was number 5 after her 2 wins. Mackenzie Dern was number 6 after her Nina Azaroff win. And in the meantime, Mackenzie Dern hadn't fought anybody, right? She hadn't fought anybody, but she shoots up 2 ranks above Marina Rodriguez at number 4. So I'm like, how did that happen? Like, how did y'all push her ahead, like, without any activity? So that wasn't cool. So, you know, I'm glad Marina won because she was the underdog in this fight. They were taking away her ranking. She should be ranked higher than Dern anyway. They should be side by side, but with Rodriguez over her because she's accomplished more. So now she's got it at number 4. So that's what I wanted to see. But for Mackenzie Dern, no knock to her. You know, just a lot of work that needs to be done. Wrestling and clinching. You know, watch Carla Sparza tapes, Tisha Torres, wrestling and clinching. She needs to learn how to get these fights down to the ground with more than just depending on this boxing. I mean, the boxing and hands will come, but you know, that's not her thing. You know, that's not going to be her thing against these strawweights like Rose, even Wei Li and Marina again. You know, she's not, or Joanna, she's not going to be able to get that timing and that type of speed and footwork down. She just needs to get the basics of it to make it work for her ground game in the end. So, yeah, that's what needs to be done for Mackenzie Dern, wrestling and clinching and just getting the basics and making it work for her. Marina Rodriguez, y'all know what I'm going to say. We're going to go right back to the fight I wanted before. What is that video I did while about Striker's Paradise? Marina Rodriguez, give her Joanna next. Joanna versus Marina Rodriguez for title eliminator. Whoever wins that fight gets a shot at the Rose Whaley winner, or they get behind Carla. Let's put it that way. Get behind Carla. You know, in the meantime, while Carla waits her turn, Joanna and Marina, they can throw down, put themselves in a good position to fight for the title next. So that's going to be a good fight. I'm going to make another video breaking that one down again because that needs to happen. McMahon, UFC, anybody out there listening, let's get this Joanna Marina Rodriguez fight off the, let's get it off the shelf, man. We talked about this before. Let's get it going, man. That's the fight we need to see. But yeah, shout out to Marina Rodriguez. She did a good job. Yeah, like I said, I grew confident in that pick just because of her experience. And yeah, I want to see this fight, guys. Let me know in the comment section. We'll talk later on tonight in the live stream. Combo Breaker 99. I'm out. Subscribe. Peace.